The revolution will not be televised. The revolution is here.
Black people, rap rhythm, some fiddle.
And you know, yes, you know.
Rap rhythm, some fiddle.
Rap rhythm. You're rapping this morning with OPO.
Rap rhythm, black people.
All right, y'all know how we do it here, 1480 KBMS, this is Opio, and I got an incredible brother on right now. Our brother is Farrah Gray. At 8, Gray became a co-founder of Urban Neighborhood Enterprise Economic Club. The acronym is UNIQUE. On Chicago's South Side, UNIQUE was the forerunner of New Early Entrepreneur Wonders. The flagship organization he opened on Wall Street. He became the youngest, actually, to have an office on a Wall Street. I mean, an incredible brother between the ages of 12 and 16. Gray founded and operated the business ventures that included Kids Tale, prepaid phone cards, the one-stop mailboxes and more franchise, and Teen Scope, a youth AM/FM interactive teen talk show. Gray was also an executive producer of a comedy show on the Las Vegas Strip and owner of Far Out Foods, Way Out Food with a Twist. And, oh my goodness, with targeted youth with the company's first strawberry vanilla syrup product. Oh my goodness, Food for Losers. I mean, his brothers just do just everything. Gray's foundation gives quarterly grants and in-kind contributions to after-school and summer inner-city youth programs. Gray donates his honorariums from speaking engagements, which can be upwards. Check this out, young people, of $10,000 per speech. And the proceeds of his book to his foundation. He gives all that to his foundation. Gray was also the youngest member of the African American Leadership Roundtable, invited by President Bush, and the director of the White House Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives to set the stage for the upcoming corporate and philanthropic summit being planned for March 2006. Also recently, the National Urban League honored Farrah Gray with the Whitney M. Young Jr. Entrepreneurship Award. His book, Rillionaire, 9 Steps to Becoming Rich from the Inside Out, The Essential Lessons That Took Me from Public Assistance to a Millionaire by the Age of 14. I'm going to tell you, my daughter and I were sitting in bookstore, and then Zynga said, I want to get this book. I end up grabbing the book and reading it on the plane on my way over to the South, and could not put it down. Finished the book and said, you know what, I got to get in contact with this brother, because I heard about him some years back by a friend of mine named Jonathan Hutto, who used to be the president of the student body at Howard, and he mentioned this brother. I was like, what? And then to see him blossoming and growing, and to see a young brother doing something other than shooting a basketball and rapping that's making it the way he is, I'm just loving it. Brother, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing strong, and I thank you very much for having me on the show and inviting me. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about some of your new ventures before we really get into the interview. Your likeness is on a prepaid credit card. Is it a MasterCard right now?
Yes, sir.
Talk a little bit about that venture right there.
Well, MasterCard, a group of individuals, I was approached by them, and they just introduced the Farrah Gray prepaid MasterCard, which has my image and likeness on it, and it's called the Farrah Gray MasterCard. So it's truly an honor, and I'm really excited about it from the perspective of what I feel it will do for those who will acquire the card. To me, it's an empowerment tool, and a tool that will allow people the same capabilities of a credit card, but we set up a bank account for you with First Premier Bank. And when I look at the predominant age group of unbanked individuals, 18 to 24-year-olds, and you can generally see that same trend running throughout low-income people in general, which predominantly low-income people, we have found the majority of them who don't have accounts are African-American, on black. So to me, I see this as a great opportunity to have the same capabilities of a credit card, but it's prepaid, and we also set, and it's also, you also have a bank account set up as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very, very excited about the venture. The New York Post picked up the story the other day, and I was also told that there's been only a few people that actually have their own MasterCard. Usher, myself, Russell Simmons, I believe, has a Visa, prepaid Visa, and maybe just a few others. And I think I heard they made one for Elvis, but he's no longer here. So, being an African American, I know they've done a few for others, but it's truly an honor.
Oh yeah, and also the you're signing as the spokesperson for the National Coalition for the Homeless, which I think is great, because not only are you making all this money, doing all these incredible things, but you're showing that you have compassion for the poor.
Absolutely. Well, the great thing also about the card is I give a percentage of the royalties from the Fargrand MasterCard to the National Coalition for the Homeless.
Mm-hmm.
So, I definitely believe that it's very, very, very important, because I believe the more that you're blessed with, the more you should share.
Right.
So, with that thematic and that mindset, that's why we also, the theme for the card is Go Far.
Right.
Those who are interested in getting the Fargrand MasterCard can go to GoFar, GoFarr.com. Mm-hmm. The reason why we say Go Far is because, to me, it's also inspiration.
Right.
You know, the sky is the limit. That is the theme for where we want people to really put their minds at and arrive at the fact that the sky is the limit for all of us. And as my grandmother said, wake up every morning and say, why not me? Why not me? You know, I
right.
remember calling her and complaining. I said, Grandma, you know, we never have anybody. Why are we so broke?
Mm-hmm.
This is when I was much younger.
Right.
And she is about 7 years old, and she was very firm with me. She said, look. She said, anything you want to achieve in life, she said, you can't. She said, just wake up every morning and say, why not me?
Wow. And it seems like this card will do the opposite of what credit cards usually do, which is put people in debt. What you're saying, you can actually build credit from this type of situation. You have a credit card, you have a bank account.
You can build the credit habit, definitely.
Right. And with this card, unlike some things, you can actually monitor what you have in the bank, how much you could spend with the card, and make you a little bit more responsible, right?
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me this. Okay, at the end of the book, you began talking about Inner City Magazine, and I just saw a report recently about how tough it is to for magazines that are already out there flourishing. Why did you buy a magazine when everybody know in the publishing business, boy, magazines are tough to run?
They're very tough to run, but I was up for the task, and it also provided an opportunity for me to work with the largest privately owned radio broadcast company that primarily targets African Americans in the world.
So,
I mean, to work, be able to have Percy Sutton and T.S. Sutton as business partners.
Oh, yeah.
They're legends in business. It's Showtime and the Apollo. They produced that for over 15 years. And, I mean, growing up, all you heard was the Suttons, the Suttons, the Suttons.
Yeah.
So it was an opportunity to me to take something to the next level from really where it was and to partner with them. It was formerly a regional quarterly publication, and I took it over and took it international with 300,000 copies. And it has been difficult, very, very difficult, because the industry is rough.
Right.
It is rough, but we've supplemented a lot of our revenue streams through events. We make more money on events than we do through advertisement, really. So that's really where it is. It's all about reimagining where you want your business to go. If you're going to run a business the same way everybody else is running it, then really, you don't really run a great chance of being successful. And that's why I feel that I've been able to be successful by God's grace each step of the way, is because I look at business from a different perspective.
Mm.
And say that businesses are not profitable in 3 to 5 years. I'm always looking to beat that.
Right.
And whenever possible. And sometimes it's not possible, but when you, as opposed to recreate, when you reimagine something, I believe it's more powerful.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. And then go along the same line of media, one of the things that we've been working on is dealing with the pro-black media network is the black image. We've never controlled it. Talk about the importance of putting positive images out there of black people.
Oh, that's so important, and that's really the foundation of the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out one of our issues where you may see a black woman who's a rocket scientist by trade, and then flip and see, you know, a 14-year-old stand-up comedian like Little JJ. He might be 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
I can't quite remember the exact age. But and then you'll flip and see the publisher is, you know, a 21-year-old African-American. And then you'll flip and see LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
And you may see, well, one level he has, you know, endorsements with Nike. And then you can flip and see, you know, a Queen Latifah. So there's so many different images there to say that it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
That, again, you know, you can go far. And I think it's so important to put positive images of our people out there because many times for young people, we don't, around my age, we don't have a connection to our legacy and our history.
Right.
We really don't know what's possible or what we're capable of because we don't have a connection. And when there is no connection, or as Marcus Garvey said it best, you know, when it's basically a tree without its roots.
Right.
You know, what is it?
Oh, man.
So us not having our history is the same thing, paraphrasing what basically he said.
Mm-hmm.
People without a knowledge of their history is like a tree without roots. So when we have our roots, we can then blossom and grow, and anything is possible. And as my grandmother said, always remember that nobody is better than you.
Right.
And that's another thing, that putting positive black images out there, because then we see ourselves in major positions. No, I just don't have to endorse maybe a clothing line,
mm-hmm.
or something else. My face could be on a MasterCard. You know, my face could be on Money One Day.
Right.
My face can, I mean, like, we look at LeBron James, even in the clothing industry, the athletic apparel industry. I mean, the deal he cut was an unprecedented deal. So we keep redefining what's possible in sports, in entertainment, in fashion, in entrepreneurship in general. So it's so important for us to see that we can do so many things. And BET ran a special yesterday on the fact that, you know, so many things are possible. And I had the honor of being a part of the documentary that they did, where they traveled the country with myself and another brother who's a billionaire, and basically said, you know, it is possible, and we're people of infinite brain power, so the sky's the limit for us.
Right. Oh, yeah. Let me read the passage out of this book, and I will get my listeners the information for Inner City Magazine so people can definitely order and definitely get a subscription. Let me read this passage real quick. It's called Life's Echo. A son and his father were walking in the mountains. Suddenly, the son falls, hurts himself, and screams, "Ah!" And to his surprise, he hears the voice repeating somewhere in the mountains, "Ah!" Curiously, he yells, "Who are you?" And receives the answer, "Who are you?" Angered at the response, he screams, "Coward!" He receives the answer, "Coward!" He looks to his father and asks, "What's going on?" The father smiles and says, "My son, pay attention." And then he screams to the mountain, "I admire you." The voice answers, "I admire you." Again, the man screams, "You are a champion." The voice answers, "You are a champion." And the boy is surprised, but does not understand. Then the father explains, "People call this echo, but really this is life. It gives you back everything you say or do. Our life is a reflection of our actions. If you want more love in the world, create more love in your heart. If you want more competence in your team, improve your competence. This applies to everything. Life will give you back everything you give to it." Yeah, I was on the plane, and I read this, and I began crying, brother. I mean, it was so embarrassing. Now, I'm going to tell you why, because I met your father, Khaled Muhammad, twice, personally. As a matter of fact, I'd have a tape with you as a young child, the day before the Million Man March, when he spoke at a high school. I met him in Washington, D.C. the same year he died. I went to his funeral in Harlem, as a matter of fact. And you are the product of him. But you didn't mention your father's name in the book, although you had this really great passage about your father. Talk about why your father's picture or name is not in the book. Is it a strategy? Talk a little bit about your father in general.
My father was a man that had a lot of love in his heart.
Yeah.
And as I talk about in the beginning of the book, my father's life was dedicated to activism. But my mother left my father when I was very, very young.
Right.
So I would always see him a few times a year. We always lived on separate coasts, and my mother had separate views from my father. So in living with my mother, that's why I was pretty much raised in a single-parent household. So I think it's important, and what I mostly like to focus on is what it takes to be successful from the perspective of entrepreneurship at this point, and that was the focus of the book.
Right.
So there wasn't a focus to mix anything else involved, because I know that people definitely love to mix a lot in and tend to like to mischief. They become mischief makers.
Right.
That's not necessary.
Right.
And like I said, my father chose a path, and I chose a path.
Right.
So that both of our paths were are very effective. And my father, like I said, was a man that had a lot of love in his heart.
Right.
And was very, very, very effective, and is legendary in the hearts and minds of millions of people.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And let me just say, your dad was an incredible man. He did have a love and a strong heart, and he really represented the pain and the hurt that we have gone through as people, and he did give his life for that. And I'm just so happy to see that his product is doing so well. And
very quickly, the biggest challenge to being an activist is that essentially, as my mom felt, and one of the reasons why they parted was, you know, I had to grow up so poor.
Right,
because
right.
Activism, there is no salary for activism.
Right.
There is no salary. So my right. mother and father, my mom left my father when I was maybe 3 weeks old, I think it was.
Right.
So I didn't grow up with him in the house.
Right.
I was able to spend time with him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't grow up with him in the house. But there were certain lessons that I did learn from him.
Mm-hmm.
That yeah. I'm very thankful for.
No doubt. And brother, let me thank you, and let me say, keep doing what you're doing. In any way that we can support you with the Pro Black Media Network, we're going to definitely do it. And I love you. And again, we got you back, brother. And thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right, peace. All right, y'all. That was my man, Farrah Gray, a.k.a. Farrakhan, I call it Muhammad.
I'm mad at you.